6:15. How about 8:15? Galesburg's Morning News. Just talking about how early we get in here. And no, it's 8:15. Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gum, Nick Isher. Program through Knox College called the Early College Program. Joining us to talk more about it, a student who has participated in the program, Emma Curry. She's a first-year student at Knox and a graduate of Abingdon Avon High School. Emma, good morning. How are you today?
Morning. I'm doing well.
Up bright and early and ready to go. Also, a former co-worker here, Sherry Sipkin, Associate Director in Admissions Communications for Knox College. Sherry, good morning. How are you?
I am great. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for coming in with us here this morning. Well, let's start off with you, Sherry. Talk a little bit about this program. And is this involving, is it local schools, or does this spread out further that kids that can participate or students that can participate?
This is for local school districts, for students in the area, the local area, so that, you know, students, they apply when they're juniors, high achieving students, they can earn college credit taking classes at Knox. So they can take one class per term during their senior year. So it's kind of for students who have kind of reach that ceiling a little bit about, you know, what they can take at their high school. So they can take courses that may not be offered at their school, like, you know, astronomy or things like that, biochemistry, Chinese, Japanese, that sort of thing. Or they can take upper level courses, in chemistry, biology, that sort of thing that aren't being offered at their local school.
Yeah, and there are some schools that don't offer AP classes, and you get to a point where you're somewhat limited depending on what the subject is, or like you said, some of those other subjects that you're not normally going to find offered at high school.
Correct.
And did you hear that, Tyler? High-achieving students. Again, that's right there. That's where we were left out. I'm sorry.
Say no more.
But there are plenty of those around, which is a good thing. So the program through Knox College. Now, so the credit you get, whether you go to Knox, are you getting this credit? Or is this for students who are planning on attending Knox?
No, any you get college credit during, you know, for the classes that you take that you can use, of course, you know, at Knox if you attend Knox, or that will be transferable to another school that you would choose to attend.
Well, Emma, you participated in the program as a senior at Abingdon Avon High School. Talk about what class or classes you took through this program.
So I took three courses, one each term. First term was 20th century Europe and world history course, and then second term was classical mythology, and third was Roman art and architecture. And I took them because they were something that wasn't exactly offered at my school, but I found super interesting.
So surprising those weren't offered in high school. No, that's really cool because you get something completely different, a completely different experience than you would have gotten in high school. So what was the experience like for you as far as taking the class? Now, were you coming on campus to take class with the other students, or?
Yeah, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I would drive here in the morning, actually. I had to wake up early for this one. And I would take classes I would be in class with the college students, and it felt completely natural. Like, I didn't feel out of place at all.
Well, I guess it also got you a little bit of taste of what was to come when you got here. And so do you feel like as a freshman now that it at Knox that it actually kind of helped prepare you a little bit as well for what was to come?
Yeah, I would say it did. It helped me, like, recognize the atmosphere that it would be. It's more discussion-based than a lot of classes I was used to, so I was less nervous going in thinking I was unprepared. So I really enjoyed being able to have that experience.
Interesting. So, Sherry, let's talk about if a student is interested, how would they go about applying?
So there is an application on our website that they need to fill out. They also need to fill out a statement of support that needs to be completed by the parent and the high school counselor, just so that we, you know that they're going to be supported and, you know, that they qualify for the program. And then they also have to submit their official high school transcript. Students who qualify, what we're looking for are students who are in the top 10% of their high school class and who have a GPA of at least 3.8 or higher to qualify for the program. And then they can just go out to, It's knox.edu/early college is where they would go, and there's more information there, and they can fill out the application. And it's due by April 1st.
And I guess by having the support of, like, the district, you mean, for instance, that, yes, we will let this student leave our campus, you know, whatever, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or whatever the schedule is for this long to go attend these classes and that type of thing.
Right, right. You know, and it is a bit of juggling because, you know, they're still high school students.
Right.
So they need to be able to work with their counselor, you know, to make sure that they're meeting all of the requirements to finish up their, you know, high school career, as well as, you know, be able to leave campus to come to Knox to attend classes.
Sherry Simpkin, Associate Director of Admissions Communications. Emma Curry, a first-year student at Knox College, participated in the early college program as a senior at Abing and Avon. How long has this program been around, Sherry?
This is the third year for
okay.
it.
Okay.
The
how
third
many,
year.
How many students have you had participate so far?
We had 18 the first year.
Wow.
And then last year, you know, our application process was right at the beginning of the pandemic, so that really had an impact. So we only had, I think it was 5 last year. So we're trying to, you know, really kind of get it moving again, you know, because this is really a great opportunity, I think, for students, like Emma was saying, to get a feel for what college is like a little bit, you know, what you like, what you don't like, you know, because they're, during their senior year, they're making their final decisions about where they're going to be going to college, and this gives them a better idea. They can kind of see what they like, what they don't like, and can make a more informed choice from that.
Emma, did your experience have an impact on you going to Knox, or had you already made that decision that you were going to attend Knox?
I was on the fence about attending Knox just because I wanted to see my options, but taking these classes really made me understand their commitment to learning and commitment to their students, and it definitely help persuade my decision towards going to Knox.
And my guess is that you would highly recommend for any student that's interested, for whatever the reason is, whether to get the college experience a little bit or just to be able to take something a little bit out of the norm that they would get at their own high school.
I would 100% recommend it. It's an amazing opportunity.
Yeah, it sounds like it's a really, really cool program, a great program. So, Sherry, when we're talking local districts, obviously, Galesburg, Knox County, I suppose into Warren County as well, or?
Currently, the schools who are participating in it are Galesburg, Knoxville, Avon Abingdon, Rova, and Williamsfield.
Okay.
As well as we've had some homeschooled students who have also participated in it.
Yeah.
So it's kind of commutable distance.
So as far as class offerings are, is it just about any class that would be offered to an incoming freshman, or what's the curriculum?
Yes. So it's, you know, it's really any class that the student would qualify for.
Okay.
You know, I mean, if they have taken, you know, AP calculus, you know, they would qualify for an upper level, but, you know, they are required, like for math or languages, they would take placement exams. So we would know, you know, exactly where they need to take the class, because we want to make sure that they're going to have the best experience possible and not be overreaching, but, you know, to also be challenged as well.
Yeah, so a few prerequisites depending on the classes.
Yes.
But
yes.
In your case, Emma, something kind of different that's like, okay, well, there's no prerequisites for you for some of that. What made you decide to go with the classes you went with?
For starters, they were what I could easily work my high school schedule around, and then they were something I was interested in that I didn't have the chance to take, and I just really wanted to jump on that chance, and I was getting credit for it either way, and I wanted to enjoy what I was going to be doing.
Yeah, well, that's a big part. You gotta enjoy it. And something, and that's one of the good things also, Sherry, is that a student can find something that's like, this looks really, really interesting, and not that I'm going to major in that, but it's something different than I'll ever see anywhere else. I'm not going to see this in high school, and here's an opportunity.
Correct. Yeah. So they're just, there's so many possibilities, you know, that they can try, and they can experience and experiment and really see what they like doing.
My guess is basket weaving is not one of them.
Not anymore.
That's we ruined it for everybody.
Yeah.
Sherry Simpkin and Emma Curry joining us here from Knox College, the early college program. So again, Sherry, talk about the application process again. You can go apply first online and then go to your counselor, or.
Yeah, so they would apply online, and it's kind of a combination thing, because during the application process, you need to talk to your counselor to fill that out. The deadline for that is April 1st, And then we let students know by April 15th if they have been accepted into the program. And then, you know, we have orientation sessions over the summer. They choose their classes, you know, and we'll be working with their counselors, you know, to, as I said, to make sure that it's gonna fit and work with their current schedule. So yeah, and then they start in the fall.
Well, obviously, you would like to see all these students participate. You would like to see them come to Knox, but no matter, it's a jump start on their college career.
Yes, yes, it's, you know, something they can take with them, you know, wherever they go, or if they choose to stay at Knox. And if students stay, they automatically receive a scholarship, a $30,000 wow. scholarship to attend Knox.
That seems like a pretty good deal.
Yep, it's a pretty good deal. It's a pretty good deal.
So, Emma, what are you going to major on, or have you major in, or have you decided as at this point?
I'm currently undecided, leaning towards a history major and possibly minor in creative writing or some sort of English.
What would you like to do in the future?
That is still a question up in the air, but...
Same here. That, you know what? It does, but, I don't think that ever changes.
I just really like history, so I was leaning towards, like, working for a museum or research and just stuff like that.
Yeah, that's cool. That I'm guessing, Shira, you hear it, being in admissions, you hear a lot of different stories like that, undecided, but just hearing the different interests kind of has to be fun, and, you know, that kids that or young adults having all their whole future in front of them and making decisions about where to go and classes and that type of thing.
It really is a lot of fun, you know, seeing, you know, there's some students who come in and they definitely, I'm pre-med or, you know, I want to do engineering and a lot of them end up pursuing those things, but a lot of them, you know, a few years in go in a completely different direction. And then there are some, you know, a lot who come in undecided. I mean, when you're 17 years old and you have so many options out there, yeah, yeah.
With fewer options. I'm just saying. But was it as fun when you got to hang out with me here every day?
Well, I mean, come on. Always fun. It's always fun.
But you're getting work done now. Is the difference. Sherry Sibkin, Associate Director of Admissions Communications at Knox College. Emma Curry, a first-year Knox student who also participated in the early college program when she was senior at Abingdon Avon High School. And, well, it sounds like a really, really neat program. So, again, if you're interested or if you have a student you think might be interested, get online at on Knox's website, and you can find it there, right? Or is there a particular, yep. it's within the Knox website, right?
Yep, but it's knox.edu/early college, or just search for early college on the Knox website, and it'll take you right there.
And what a really great program, and talk to your counselor. And again, you have to be a good student. If you're me, if you're the reincarnation of me, don't bother. You're never going to get it. Sherry, thanks so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Emma, thank you so much for coming in, and best of luck in the future at Knox.
Thank you.